请大家翻开圣经以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
开始前我们先有一点祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你让我们再一次来到你面前。
Dear Lord, thank you for having us before you again.
让我们开我们的心。
Please open our heart.
让我们能够知道你是我们这一切的主。
So that we can know that you are the Lord of all.
让我们能够存着感恩的心。
So with a thanksgiving heart.
知道你拯救我们，让我们也在服事上有份。
And to know that you have saved us and also allow us to partake in your service.
我们就仰望主，让我们能够读你的话，能够读得懂。
We look to you and as we read your word, may we understand it.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们看以弗所书第四章十一节到十六节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11.
我念一节的我来念好。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
It was he who gave some to be disciples, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在真道上。同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
我们的题目是是吧
？And our topic is
这个。成全圣徒，各尽其职。
And to be in the fullness of the body.
希望我们在服事上能够更清楚神的旨意哦，从圣经来的。
May we even better understand the will of God through our service.
所以我们多读几节圣经，能够更多的了解。
So let's read a couple more passages to have a better understanding.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
我们大家一起来念哦。
Let's read it together.
来，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，叫你们。
Who called you out of darkness into his
wonderful light. 入奇妙光明者的美德。好，这边告诉我们，我们都是每一个人都是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
Here it tells us that we're a chosen people, holy, a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
不是祷告的时候，牧师说祷告才行哦。
And not that when the pastor priest prays and that's when he prays.
或某位弟兄祷告才可以哦。
Or only certain brothers can pray.
我们每一个人都可以祷告。
We all can, all of us can pray.
好，那再翻到罗马书第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
念一到八节，请姐妹先念单数节，弟兄念双数节。
Verses 1 to 8.
来，我们一起来。 我与弟兄
about
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。正如我们一个身体有好几个肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。好，我们再翻到哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这边我们念四到三十一节。
Verses 4-31.
我们请弟兄先来。
Let the brother start first.
来。恩是原有分别，圣灵却只有一位。功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。这人蒙圣灵赐给他的智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。就如身子是一位，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身体，基督也是这样。身体原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," it will not be for the reason to cease to be part of the body.
但如今神随自己的意志把肢体俱各安排在身上了。但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神可以搭这身体，把加倍的体面给那缺欠的肢体。若
继续，
就得知一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐、医病的、 帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret?
Good. 读了这个，我想都很清楚啊。在这个以弗所书讲的那个赐给使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师，那只是指在这个话语上的执事哦。
Ephesians, the passage talks about being teachers and prophets, and those are in words in the teaching.
那也是一个 ministry.
It is also ministry.
Yeah. 那但是在罗马书跟哥林多前书这边讲的是全教会的。的服事哦，的执事哦。
But in Romans and 1 Corinthians, it speaks of the service of the entire church.
包括话语的执事，可是更多哈。
Including both the ministry, but much more.
但是这边有读了哥林多前书十二章，我们可以知道一个教会是一部人服事的人才叫做教会吗？
After having read 1 Corinthians, is it just one part of the church that serves? Is that considered the church?
那不是教会哦。
That is not the church.
是所有的肢体在这个身体上的人都在服事，那才是一个教会。
Basically, when all members of the body serves, that is considered a church.
所以我们应该更多清楚什么叫服事哦。
So we should be even more clear about what is service.
那服事，那我们就想要一个定义的话，英文就是说 who, what, where, whatever, right?
And when you talk about service, you generally want to list the different things as who, what, where, and when, and why.
第一个谁来服事 ？Who?
First is who is to serve?
是每一个蒙恩信主的人哈。
It is every single brother and sister who is under the grace.
那什么样的服事呢
？What is considered a service？
那当然有各式各样的服事，在这个哥林多前书讲了很多哦。
Of course, in 1 Corinthians talks about a whole list of them.
有医病的，有管理的，有其他等等的，但包括更那个大家都羡慕的就是话语的知识。
And there's of course is healing and administration and a lot of different others, including the ministry.
但是我们读了圣经，我们知道这边讲，难道大家都是使徒吗？难道大家都是先知吗
？But here it asks, are all prophets? Are all teachers?
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这表示所有的服事不是只集中在少数人的身上。
Now this just means that all the service is not concentrated and focused on just a small group.
也不是只有那几个才是服事哦。
And nor is it considered only those.
神赐给我们是。各式各样。
And God has given to us everything.
那当然我们要羡慕更好的服事，当然是指话语的服事。
But of course, sometimes we admire the supposedly the better service, which is in terms of the ministry.
那我们知道是什么时候来服事呢
？Do we know when do we serve?
当我们愿意蒙恩得救受洗之后，我们就可以开始服事。
When we've been saved by the grace and come under.Saved by grace, and that's when we will start to serve.
那在哪里服事呢
？Where do we serve?
服事其实在家里、在学校、在公司，你就是在服事神了。
When you're at home, at church, or even at work, all in school, these are areas you can serve.
你在家可以怎样？帮忙家里做事情，这就是学习顺服、学习顺从、学习跟你的你的兄弟姐妹能够彼此配搭，不会吵架。
When you're at home, when you're serving, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to obey and how to work together with your brothers.
在公司，在都一样哈。
What about work? It is also the same.
那更重要，神是希望我们在我们的 local 我们这个地方教会的时候，能够有 更好的服侍哦。
Well, God hopes it is pleasing to God that we can serve in our local church.
那为什么要服侍呢
？Why do we need to serve?
因为神拣用重价把我们买赎回来。
Because God has redeemed us with a high, great price.
我们应该感谢神哦。
And we should thank the Lord.
如果谁救了你的命，把你从这个死亡中救回来的时候，你敢不感谢他？
Whoever has saved you, if a person saved you from death,
如果他请你来做一两件事的话，你会不会说哦，我有其他事忙
？If he asks you just do a couple of things, would you make an excuse?
所以在路加福音第七章讲到什么？一个欠五十两，一个都没有能力偿还，一个欠五两，一个欠五十两。哪一个能够更感谢神
？In Luke, what is it talked about? It talks about one person owing 50 shekels and another more.
Oh, no, five.
Five shekels. And...
Yeah. 哪一个更感谢神
？And who is more thankful of the Lord?
当然，你欠更多没有办法偿还，你会更感谢主啊。
But、of course, if you owe more debt and you're unable to pay, you're more thankful.
何况我们都是每一个人，我们都从罪恶中把我们拯救出来。这种恩典我们怎能够偿还呢
？So especially when God has saved us from death and how can we possibly thank Him？
什么样的服事我们才能做呢
？What kind of service are we willing to do？
Which？ 哦、oh, ，那这个的话，就像你在每一个人经历的不一样哦。
This is probably different for everyone
你。你到大学去，你希望、mm.。当哪一个是你的主修 major
What is your major when you go to college?
有的人一去大学就知道他要做什么了。
Some people when they go to college, they know immediately what they want to study.
有的到大学都不知道哦，在里面摸索，他最后才多听一些课，然后他就知道。
Or some people don't really know until they take several classes.
有些认为他应该走这个，可是他进了大学，经过。一两年之后，他觉得他不适合那个，他又选择其他的当他的。
Maybe someone decided early on what to do, but later on, after they've gone through a couple of years, they choose something else.
服事也是一样哦。
Service is the same.
我们刚开始，我们以为我们应该做什么，或者是我们不知道做什么。
In the beginning, perhaps we already decided on where we want to serve, and or maybe not.
但是在我们服事当中，我们更多的仰望主，神会启示我们知道。
But in our service, as we look towards our Lord, and He will guide us.
所以我们怎么样怎么样服好？我们怎么样来服事呢
？Well, how do we serve?
我们就应该借着弟兄姐妹彼此鼓励当中呢，能够知道，然后神圣经给我们的教导，我们也知道怎么样的。去仰望主。
It should really be with encouragement between brothers and sisters, and also through the teaching of the Bible.
那我们在这边彼得前书第二章第九节讲到，我们都是君尊的祭司哈，全部都是祭司哈。
And Second Peter talks about us being the royal priesthood.
那继而在马太福音二十五章讲到有神赐的。是的，才干有五千两、两千两，跟一千的哈银子。
So in Matthew, there's a parable talking about servants and a master. The servants were given 5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, and 1,000 talents.
你知道那个一千两的为什么被主耶稣骂
？Do you know why the one who was given 1,000 talents he was disciplined?
因为他把那个银子呢用毛巾包起来放在埋在地底下
He was rebuked because he took the talent and buried under the ground
对那我们今天要问问我们自己我们是不是这样
Today we should take a look at ourselves if we're the ones with the
如果我们教会里面这些所有的人都至少是一千两包括我在内
So all of us here we have at least 1,000 talents
但是我们有没有把这一千两能够拿出来来为主所用
Have we taken this 1,000 talent used for the Lord?
或者我们这些负责的弟兄
Or for the brothers who are serving?
有没有真的去 去帮助这些一千两的能够用出来。
Have we helped others to use better use their 1,000 talents?
还是我们更多的把一些其他一千两的都埋下去了
？Or did we take more of this 1,000 talent and buried all of them under the ground?
大家如果看到哥林多前书，我们刚刚讲的哦
，In the First Corinthians that we just read，
这是主讲的，不是当然是保罗讲的这。但是这个是主的话。
But this is the Lord's word spoken through Paul.
在十二章二十二节这边说哈。
In verse 22 it says,
不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更不可少哈。
On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weak are indispensable.
身上肢体我们看没不体面的哈，越发给他们加上体面哈，不俊美的越发。得着俊美。
And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor, and the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
我们俊美的肢体自然不用着装饰哈，但是神配搭这身上加倍的体面给那缺欠的肢体。
While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack.
免得身上分门别类哈。
So that there should be no division in the body.
你知道这个分门别类是怎么来？
Do you know how division comes about?
当你没有照顾或者是关心这些软弱的时候，你已经是分门别类了。
If you have not cared for those who are weak, then you have already caused division.
不需要去再有其他的东西来说这些人怎么样。
There need not to be anything else to speak of these members who are weak.
所以我们希望我们能够每一个人不单是自己在属灵上能够追求。
So I hope that all of us, not only what we seek after in the spiritual thing,
我们应该更关心神家里面其他的肢体。
But we should care for even the other members of the body.
每一个肢体都能够服侍。如果你的手不服侍的时候
，Every member of the body we can serve. If you're the hand and you're not serving.
你如果每天只用你的左手这样动哦，右手就永远放在这边不动，你这右手一个月以后会怎样
？If you just constantly use your left hand, do not use your right hand on a daily basis. What happens to your right arm?
杨宗翰会怎么样？
What happens?
会萎缩哈。
You'll basically lose your muscle.
对，再一样，最后你这个就真的残废不能动了。
At one point, you probably will not be able to use your arms anymore.
那但是本来应该是怎样，头来指使各地方来动，对不对
？And the head is the one that controls the other members of the body.
就是基督来。叫每一个肢体来动哦。
In other words, it's Christ that controls all the other members to move.
但是我们怎样？我们不愿意受基督的管制哦。
But if we're unwilling to submit to His,
我们手自己要决定做什么就做什么。
And if the hands, we're the hand, and we want to do whatever we want to do.
然后另外这一只手也不帮他怎样动一动，对不对？你知道有一点中风的人，他这一手不太能动，他还这一手帮他按摩，帮他动。这还可以活吧
？If one hand does not help the other, for example, if you have a stroke and maybe one side is weaker, then it don't.
他决定说我这个更重要。
But it feels that if my left arm is much more
important. 我追求主更重要。
If I seeking the Lord is much more important.
反正我看不到你这边，我在我这一边。
Although I can't, even though I can't see you, I'm more focused on the left.
所以他的 muscle 越来越强，然后这边怎样萎缩了。
So the left hand becomes stronger, but the right hand becomes weaker.
你在这边看这个很好。
If you look from the left, it seems very good.
外面的人看的时候是怎么样
？What happens when others see you?
是一个很不健全的身体。
When others see you, it's incomplete. It's a disabled, incomplete body.
所以格林多前书这边告诉我们，我们需要更多的 能够给这些不体面的，让他们能够更多的能够体面哦。
So that's why 1 Corinthians says that for those that are not those that are unpresentable, we should give a special modesty.
然后能够使各个肢体都能发挥它的功能哦。
And to help every member to restore its proper function.
你知道怎么样去发挥它的功能呢？
Do you know what do we do to improve its function?
我们就像我在家里面的时候，要搬一个冷气机哦。
Yeah, for example, if I'm at home and I want to move a refrigerator.
我一个人现在比较不行了，年轻一点一个人就可以扛了。
Maybe not now. If I was younger, I might be able to.
然后我那个小孩三四岁的时候说：“哦，我要帮忙，我要帮忙。”
And when my son was 3 or 4 years old, he wanted to help.
那如果是你的话，你会怎么做？
If it's you, what would you do?
我们中文讲越帮越忙，对不对？
Probably in Chinese is like the more you help, the more trouble problem causes.
所以你如果很会做事的人，你一定说你爱事。走开走开。
So if you're very good at doing things, you probably think it's too much trouble, and it's also dangerous.
所以你就怎样，自己一个人动，多快，多方便，多 efficient, 多好。
So if you could just move it by yourself, it's much easier and much more efficient to do it that way.
这不是神的方式哦。
But this is not God's way.
神的方式是希望我们怎样，全体一起来服侍哦。
God wants the whole body to serve Him.
不俊美的、软弱的，我们更加要给他怎样体面哦。
The unpresentable and the weak, we need to give it more. We need to make it presentable.
所以你就说来来来来帮忙。
So you ask them to come and help.
其实他就是这样，哦，这样好像那个他也在很用力，其实他根本没做什么。
But perhaps they're trying very hard, but not really being very helpful.
结果你本来一下子就做好的事，你可能五分钟做好了，你可能要20分钟才做好。
Maybe it's something that takes you 5 minutes to do.
而且你为了怕防止他受伤，你更小心，然后更慢，你更用力哦。
And because also you don't want the other part to be hurt, so you probably take special care.
然后做完了说什么呢？哎呀，你真棒，你帮忙我，你看我们才做好了。
And after they've done, you encourage them, saying that was great. You know, you really helped a lot.
他觉得高不高兴
？And would they be happy?
他觉得下次要不要再来帮你
？Will they be willing to help again next time?
然后如果你说不要帮忙。然后他下次愿不愿意来帮你
？If you just tell them to no, I don't need your help, will they be willing to help next time?
我们在教会是不是这样呢
？Is it like this in the church?
我们常常是说这个，我们看到的是什么？是效率，看到的是这些人还不够长进。
Are we looking for results? Are we saying that these people they have not matured enough?
可是我们没看到神爱惜每一个人。
But we have not seen that God loves every single one of us.
你在现在刚选秀完哦，我是指 NBA 哦。
So the NBA just finished.
哦，那如果你是一个很会打球的人哦
，If you're a good basketball player,
那是后卫控球员哦。
If you're in the back, the point guard.
好，那。你秀球每次都可以进的。
If every time you take a shot, you make it.
那如果每次都是你秀进，其他四个在那边看，多没意思啊。
If you're the only person taking shots, and what's the other?
然后你也很自私哦，你就是自己运球，然后就自己秀进，然后你很高兴，耶、yeah!。
And then if you're so selfish, you're the one dribbling around the court and then just shooting.
如果你打过球打很久，你知道越会打球的他越会怎样？
You know that the better your player you are, the more you realize that.
他越会帮助别人，让他表现的比他原来更好哦。
That they're the more they are able to help others to show that they're also capable, you know.
因为他已经很行了，他何必再表示他很行呢？他能帮助别人，让这一个整个这个队都能够更多的得到得胜。
So if he's already a very good player, then he is able to help the other his teammates to be even to also to be better players.
所以这样的人才会被怎样？因为他能够眼光四方，知道谁 需要求的时候，他就这样供应那个人求。
So he's very he has very good eyes to see where the ball needs to be on the court.
所以希望我们这个，尤其我们负责，包括我在内哦，我们能够看见弟兄姐妹的需要。
So perhaps we, including myself, we need to see the needs of others.
能够鼓励弟兄姐妹。
And also to encourage others.
哦，而不是只单单看到自己的服事。
And to not just be solely focused on our own service.
哦，然后能够更多的能够让这个整个教会能够一起能够在服事上有份。
And also to help every member of this church to partake in the service.
另外一个家常的就是洗碗哦，我们家洗碗都轮流洗哦。
So at home, we take turns washing dishes.
有时候，该那个人洗的时候他没有来洗，或者他拖拖拉拉的，有时候你就觉得干脆我自己洗的多快，就怎样，就接管了，不用洗了，你等你多麻烦。
So when it's someone's turn and they're not around, sometimes feel it's easier to do it myself and maybe say, "Don't worry about it, I'll take care of it."
我们在服事上常常有时候也这样。
It's sort of like this when we were serving as well.
每次找你来，你都迟到又什么，然后看着这样，干脆我自己做多快。
So every time when we need you, for example, when you're late or you can't be here, then we could might as well do it myself.
可是我没有关心他为什么会这样，能够为他多祷告，能够关心他。
But I didn't take the opportunity to find out why, you know, what happened, and to care about that person.
能够让那个人，肢体缺陷的能够更多的能够得到。站立起来。
And if there's a need, then we can help them in whatever they need.
所以我们应该更多的能够注意这些哦。
So we should take especially care of these things.
那记得前几个月或者是去年的时候，我们油漆地下室一些地方哦。
So a couple of months ago, we were painting the downstairs, the basement.
我本人很感慨哦。
I was very quick.
十年前。我们这个教会买来的时候，是我不能说是我啊，我们那一批人在油漆的。
So 10 years ago when we got this church, there was a group of us that painted the church.
十年以后还是找我来油漆了。
And then 10 years later, it's still me and this group of
people. 所以可见的，当然也包括一些新的弟兄姐妹，这以前我的小孩当然跟着我一起就也做了。
And there is of course new brothers and sisters, for example, my kids when they're younger and now they're helping.
但是这说出一个现象，就是我们真的是，需要更多的能够鼓励弟兄姐妹，也弟兄姐妹也要需要知道教会的需要。
So that speaks of a situation where we should also encourage brothers and sisters to care about the needs of the church.
而且我们要知道，就像刚刚我讲的搬冰箱哈。搬冷气哦。
For example, is moving the air conditioner.
那个，你知道搬冰箱的人是我，对不对？
You know that I move the refrigerator.
但事实上是神哦。
But it's really God.
怎么说呢？就我们每一个人在服事，就是那个小的小 baby 一样哦。
So every one of us who is serving, we're just like a little kid.
那搬冰箱的就是神。那我是指教会在服事中，其实能够做得好，不是靠着我们哦。
So whatever service we could do well in church is not because of us.
很多时候都是我们是像那个这样轻轻这样搬来搬去，我们还自己以为自己做得多好。
And sometimes we're just helping, just trying to help a little, moving.
事实上都是神所做的。
But it's really God's work.
所以我们需要更多的知道神的心意哦，能够更多的了解。
So we should get to know his will and his desire more.
那你知不知道现在教会的需要呢？
Do you know what the church needs? What the church's needs is now?
高云朗，你知不知道？哦，现在最需要的就是礼拜五、礼拜天儿童主日学老师，对不对？
So we need teachers for the children Sunday school. On Fridays and Saturdays.
但是呢，神 已经给我们，你知道，我们刚搬进来的时候，我们最需要的是什么？
Do you know when we first moved here, what was the great, what did we need the most?
那时候记不记得私琴谁来私琴啊？
Do you remember who was the pianist back then?
我们还请了主恩堂的一个叫 May 的，有时候来帮我们私琴。
We invited a sister from a different church to, you know, Sister May to help us.
结果我们祷告，后来神也开路。现在我们缺不缺私琴？
So we prayed and God opened the way. And I mean, we don't. Do we need a pianist now?
但是我们不能以这个自喜哦。
But we should not be proud.
我们应该更多知道神的心意，也更多愿意在服事上有份哦。
But we should really seek after His will and partake in His service.
我最后举一个例子，大家读这个圣经，你就知道神的心意是什么。
Let us read a passage. I think this helps us to understand His will better.
先读列王记下十三章。
Second Kings chapter 13.
二十节跟二十一节。这大家都很知道，如果你读过。
20 and 21.
Chapter 30.
13.
Yeah. 十三章。
13.
二十节到二十一节。
20 and 21.
讲到以利沙哦。
It talks about Elisha.
好，我来念好了。以利沙死了，人将他葬埋。到了新年，有一群挪亚人犯境，有人正葬死人，忽然看见一群人把死人抛在以利沙的坟墓里，一碰着以利沙的颌骨 whatever。死人就复活站起来了。
Elisha died and was buried. Now Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once while some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a band of raiders. So they threw up the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up on his feet.
好，你们最近都在读列王记下，这个你查过有什么意义呢？对你。
So I think some of you are reading 2 Kings. You know, after we study. What does it mean?
你知道以利沙在他的一生中，他代表的是神复活的生命在他里面哦。
In his Elijah's life, he's a foreshadowing of the resurrected life of Christ.
你知道他所碰见的人，他所遇到的事情，结果都怎样？都从死变活哦。
So all the people he met, the events that happened in his life.A lot of times dealt with people coming back.
甚至他死了，有他的骨头，你碰到了，你就会活了。
Even after his death, if you touch his bones, you will come back to life.
这表示什么？它代表的是耶稣自己复活的大能哦。
And this represented the power of the resurrection.
当我们能够被神直接的碰着的时候，摸着的时候，我们就在灵里活了。
That if we've been touched by Christ, then we'll resurrect spiritually.
那我们再读一个。他的故事很多，其中第一个大家都知道乃曼。
So he has a lot of stories, and one of them is a story about Naaman.
到河里洗了七次，对不对？约旦。
So Naaman went to the River Jordan and washed 7 times.
乃曼代表一个自然的 nature man, 就是我们。
So Naaman represented a natural man, which is us.
洗了七次，然后他就从死里复活。
He washed 7 times and he
resurrected. 所以这是为什么那个以利沙他绝对不接受乃曼的礼物哦。
That is why he would not accept.
因为这个救恩是免白白的得来，白白的给出去哦。
Because salvation is freely given.
所以他的仆人贪心，就这样，不了解神的心意哦。
But his servant was greedy and did not understand.
Anyway, 我们读第四章一到七节哦，这跟我们今天的服事讲的所有的都有关系哦。
So let's read chapter 4, 1 through 7. This is related to the topic today.
好，我们大家一起来念哦。
Let's read it together.
念大声一点哦，第姐妹先念。
The sister will be first.
来。
Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me what you have in your house." "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your son. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing.
Oh, 这边讲到这个故事，对不对？大家都知道了，以利沙，然后有一个妇人来求他。
So the story here is Elijah meets with this woman and she's asking him for help.
然后以利沙说你家有什么呢？
So Elijah asks her, "What do you have in your house?"
他说就剩一点油。
And she says, "There's a little bit of oil."
他说你去向左邻右舍去借这些器皿，不是借一两个哦，借越多越好。
But they borrow some jars, not just one, but borrow
some jars. 然后关上门开始倒油哈，就倒进去。
And start pouring the oil.
是他本身那个油先倒完了呢，还是因为没有器皿油停了呢？
Did the oil run out first, or did she run out of jars first?
好，是什么先没有？对，器皿先没有，油才停哦。
So only when she ran out of jars, then the oil stopped flowing.
你知道这个妇人代表什么吗？
Do you know who this woman represents?
妇人代表这个教会吗？
She represents this church.
那这个以利沙就是代表这死里复活大能的这个耶稣神哦。
And Elijah represents this Christ.
这个债主代表什么呢？
The debtors, the creditors.
代表这个世界上给我们这些教会的引诱诱惑。
It represents this world and the temptations and enticements that is, you know,
你知道
gives us.
这个妇人只有一点油哦。
So the woman has just a little bit of oil.
因为怎样，教会里面的属灵的资源很少哦，油很少。
Because the spiritual nourishment in the church is very little.
这些他的儿子们呢，一个一个都要被世界上所掳去哦。
And her sons, one after another, is being taken captive by the world.
我们今天是不是世界上的东西比教会里面更吸引人？
Are the things in the world more enticing to us than what is in the church?
或者是世界上给我们的的引诱，给我们的压力比？教会里面更吸引人。
What about the temptations in the world and the stress and all kinds of things in the world?
所以这时候神就是以利沙告诉他怎样。
So Elijah,
他来求以利沙。
So she came to him.
所以我们教会应该先来求神。
We should seek after the Lord.
先求神赐给我们每一个人能够知道什么是服事。
Seek after him so that he can help us to understand what is how can we serve him.
然后以利沙告诉他去怎样，问他先有什么，当然就是有了一点油。
So Elisha asked her, and all she had was a little bit of oil.
去借所有的器皿哦。
And he told her to go borrow jars.
当然他告诉他怎么去做，然后拿回来倒在里面，然后那个。
And then he told her to pour the oil into the jars.
那如果是你，他问你这样做的时候，你会不会有疑问呢？
If it were you and he asked you to do this, would you have any questions?
啊, 杨宗翰有没有疑问? 你就照着去做了。
Or would you go ahead and follow his directions?
你很有信心哦。
You have a lot of faith.
要是我就说, 怎么可能? 我就剩了一点油, 借一罐, 罐子来, 倒都倒不满了。
And if it were me, I would say, how could that be? There's just a little bit of oil. I can't even fill it.
但是他有信心哦,
but she has faith.
如果我们看到教会这么些人, 这些, 说不定有人都不来了, 还有什么指望?
Yeah, if we look at the church and people don't even come anymore, what, you know,
如果我们的眼光, 我们的 focus, 就在那个油自己的身上的话,
if our eyesight and our focus is on the oil itself,
我们就这样, 没有指望哦,
then we're without hope if we just see just a little bit of oil.
那就是, 还继续这样, 贫穷哦,
then we will continue to be poor.
所以圣经说怎样? 如果眼睛若嘹亮, 全身就光亮哦, 光明哦。
The Bible says that if our eyes are open, then the whole body is.
眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗。
And if the eyes are you know, unclear, then the body is dark.
然后第二个, 你去借的时候, 人家会不会问你在干什么?
Secondly, if you go and ask for jars, will people ask you what you're doing?
他一定会问你说, 啊, 你一定会告诉他, 哦, 以利沙告诉我, 可以这样倒油。 如果你是他, 你是他的 neighbor, 你会怎么样?
So you probably would tell them, oh, Elisha told me to do this with the oil, and if you're that person's neighbor, what would you say?
Michael, 你会怎么样? 你是neighbor的话? 你会笑他, 或者是觉得他这个人这样,
you would laugh at that person, thinking they're crazy.
对不对? 所以当我们, 如果神给我们心意这样做的时候, 我们要不要怕别人笑?
If we have the heart, if God gives us the heart to do this, well, should we be afraid of others?
不要考虑别人的想法, 神比那个重要。
We should not even consider the views of others because God is much more important.
所以, 而且去借的时候你是怎样? 如果你信心大, 你是只借一个吗?
If you have a lot of faith, will you just borrow one jar?
神叫他借越多越好哦。
And God told her to borrow as many as she can.
记得圣经新约的时候, 耶稣叫彼得怎样? 撒网是叫他 cast, 撒许多的网哦。
So in the New Testament, Jesus told Peter to cast his net.
他只撒几个网?
How many did he cast?
他只撒一个网。
He only cast it once.
他想说靠经验, 日正当中怎么会有什么鱼?
And by his
他的经验告诉他这是不可能的。
And by his experience, he doesn't believe there will be any fish at that time.
所以他只撒一个。
So he cast once.
所以我们能不能靠我们的经验?
So should we rely on our own experience?
如果我们过去这样做都是不行的。
In the past we've done this and this is just not possible.
要做吗?
Do we still go ahead?
如果神给我们信心, 我们是看靠神不靠人, 也不靠经验,
and if God gives us faith, it is through him and by him and not by any human ways of the man.
所以,
in our experience,
借越多越好,
so borrow as many as you can.
这个器皿就代表我们每一个人,
and the jar represents us.
我们, 神能够让我们怎样, 有更多的这个 属灵的资源哦,
and God will give us even more spiritual blessings.
能够倒满我们的空的哦,
He will fill all of our empty jars.
所以当我们如果有更多人预备好的时候, 油就一直倒不停的。
When we prepare all the jars, then the oil will not stop.
神的丰满是这一切的一切哦。
His fullness is all in all.
是我们已经没有器皿了，所以神的油才停了。It
is only when we run out of jars, then his oil stops flowing.
所以, 求主帮助我们每一个人都能够成为他的所。
So may God help all of us to become a precious vessel to
use by him.
So today, what have we talked about?
很简单哦,
it's very simple.
第一个,
every one of us is his servant. As long as we believe in him and trust him.
没有一个人例外,
none of us is excluded.
可是我们不管怎么样, 求主帮助我们, 能够,
but no matter what, may he help us to and prepare us.
能够成为那个空的器皿,
and to be the empty vessel.
只要你愿意空的,
if you're willing to be empty, then there will be oil flowing into you.
只要我们愿意,
if we're willing, then God will use us.
也帮助我们负责的能够知道怎么样的来带领全体认识主。
And to help the leading brothers to know how to look after his people.
不是少数追求的才是神所重用的。
And not just those who are the small group of people.
是所有的都是神所看为宝贵的。
But everyone who God considers everyone precious. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, may you lead us. And prepare our hearts. So that we may be open to you. And that we may be poured out and be a vessel prepared for you.
能够预备迎接你,
to prepare the way for you.
能够成为你所重用的器皿,
and to be used as a vessel used by you.
求主祝福每一个人,
Lord, may you bless every single one.
能够成为你手中所重用的器皿,
to become a precious vessel used by you.
求主带领这一切,
Lord, may you lead us in all of this.
祷告奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.